Hello everyone, Neil Patel here. Thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. So today I speak to the co-founder sisters of Skin Yoga. It's a 100% natural luxury vegan skincare brand founded by three amazing Indian sisters, Radhika, Jagriti and Deepika Chowdhury. And so we have Radhika and Jagriti to talk about their amazing entrepreneurial roller coaster journey from growing up on a farm to exporting to 29 countries around the world to winning a number of awards. So please enjoy the show. Thank you. Hello, ladies. Thank you for coming on the Indian Startup Show today.
Thank you for having us, Neil.
Thank you, Neil.
Excellent. Please tell the listeners what you're building.
So we are the Skin Yoga Sisters. Our brand is called Skin Yoga. We are 100% natural skincare line from India, and we are exporting to about 29 countries. We're not just 100% natural, but we're also vegan and halal. We have a lot of customers in the UK, US, the Middle East, Australia, to name a few. Today we have Radhika with us. So Radhika and I and Deepika are the three co-founders of this brand. And I think Radhika should tell us about our background, how we grew up and why we started this, probably.
Excellent.
Yeah, so basically, she's mentioned the 100% natural skincare brand as a USP, because not a lot of brands in the world can claim that. Because we wanted to make a brand completely safe, and we wanted to look into the ingredients and stuff, because that's really important. However, as a common user or a customer would not understand the difference between 99% and 100%, and we wanted to sort of bring that kind of awareness, especially amongst women, because they are the one who decides what goes into their shopping basket. For example, 99% natural isn't good enough, because that 1%, as a chemist, I can tell you that 1% is enough to be loaded with chemicals and pesticides and cancer-causing ingredients. And that's why we wanted to make a safe product that can be safe enough to be eaten, because whatever you put onto your body, it gets absorbed into your bloodstream. 60% of that gets absorbed into your bloodstream. So that was our main sort of criteria to begin with. To give you a little bit of a rundown on background, we grew up in a farmhouse, we three girls. We had a family of four kids. We had a fairly normal childhood, but really sort of natural around the nature. Our parents wanted us to have a really organic, natural lifestyle. We didn't have TV growing up. We had our own cows. We produced our own sort of vegetables and stuff. We didn't have any soap or shampoos growing up. We kind of made everything at home, so we grew up with that. However, when we were like 15-16, we moved abroad to study for higher education, and that's when that was quite challenging for us to sort of find the same kind of products on the market, because there wasn't anything like that. For example, I grew up in London, where I don't want to name the pharmacies, but I would go there and I could not find any product that would kind of resonate or went along with my lifestyle, and that was a bit challenging. So my mom would have to courier us the products all the time, and we got a lot of questions asked about our skin and hair growing up abroad, like what do you use, by our friends, and we started like sort of giving them small batches of stuff. And that's when we realized that these homemade products, if you like, had a really good market, because they kept asking us for more and more. And that's when we saw a big potential in terms of business. Jagriti went to study abroad. She went to Harvard, she went to LSE, and she's quite business minded. And that's when she saw a massive potential of natural skincare. And there was a massive gap in the market. Like I said, not a lot of brands can claim they're 100% natural. So she was like, yes, you know what? If we formulate this product properly, and in a lab, and keep the formulation intact as well, and not play with the formulation, we can, we can have something there. And that's how Skin Yoga came into picture 6 years ago.
So it started 6 years ago. How things are going so far? Can you share like stats or sales or products and stuff?
Sure. So I think we grew very rapidly. When we started, our first market was not India. It was US and UK. That's where we started exporting the products because the markets there were ready to accept 100% natural product. And the awareness about natural products was already there. Whereas in India, we're still following the trends in the West and what we see on television. Now it's a different case altogether. But we started exporting our products to multiple countries, and then today we are selling in about 29 countries. So we have distributors who import our products exclusively for countries, and we also directly supply to retailers. Mm-hmm. So we, in the first 2-3 years, we grew very rapidly in terms of capturing the market. We did multiple trade shows. You know, that's when we got in touch with the retailers, the buyers, you know, showcased our products, did a lot of sampling so they could actually feel the difference in the products, and then we started exporting it. The USP of our product is that we import the ingredients from different parts of the world. Mm-hmm. So the almonds, we get it from the Middle East. The green tea is from Assam in India. The saffron's from Spain. So we kept the ingredients really, really potent and of the highest quality. And we manufacture it in India. Today, we are a 96% women-run company, which we take immense proud in. So that's how we work. We export worldwide, and we're gradually growing. And now it's the time that we are you know, making stronger hold in the market that we are currently present in.
Excellent. I mean, what were the early days like? You know, what challenges did you have to overcome?
So we were, we actually did everything. Mm-hmm. We had to wear multiple hats like any other small business. Mm-hmm. You know, the good thing was that the main roles like branding was taken care of by Deepika, because she is a professional photographer. She did her education from Spios in Paris. Radhika is an expert when it came to formulations, R&D, sourcing, and I, you know, took care of the commercial and the business part. Mm-hmm. So the main things were taken care of, but still we would have to wear multiple hats at the same time, from manufacturing to marketing. You know, we were doing everything by ourselves, and it was only gradually that we started delegating, you know, having contract manufacturers work for us. And because this is a new industry for us, nobody in our family is into skincare or pharmacy or any kind of chemical. This was very, very new for us, this completely new industry. So we learned on the way, and it was challenging for sure, but it was fun. You know, we woke up every day thinking, it was not work. It was more of a pleasure and entertainment, mm-hmm. and the joy of working with your sisters, although it comes with a few drawbacks. Mm-hmm. But, overall, it's fun.
The biggest challenge, like I said, was to keep the products 100% natural, because people don't understand what goes into the formulation. It's really easy to sort of get the preservatives and package the ingredients in a really good looking bottle, and people kind of buy that, and media and these big companies kind of sell hope in a jar, and we didn't want to do that because quality has become almost signature to our brand. We didn't want to compromise on the quality. We were told constantly by, you know, even retailers, you'd be surprised that, are you crazy? You want to package everything in a jar, in a glass jar? People don't notice these kind of stuff. You know, you should probably just do what other people are doing, get your products made in China. People wouldn't notice, you make more profit. Do you know what I mean? And we would be like, no, but that's not the reason we wanted to start the brand in the first place. We want to change people's lives. We want to change this, the business, and the sort of bring awareness was the most challenging part of our job, I'm not going to lie, to sort of make people realize that natural skincare can be as effective and result giving than, you know, a chemical based brand, because people have this perception that natural skincare products don't give you as good of a result, and it's really slow working and stuff like that. And we wanted to sort of change that perspective. Mm-hmm. So yes, there have been a few challenges along the way, but honestly, I think because of our backgrounds, us three sisters, because we bring different kind of skills to the table, and Jagati is really business oriented. She knew that sampling would really bring a lot of awareness. We did a lot of sampling initially so that people could try the product, touch it, and see how actually good it feels, and you know, the kind of results it's given. That's when things started getting really easy for us. That's when we started getting noticed. We won several awards last year in America, in Las Vegas as well. That kind of gives you a lot of encouragement to sort of do better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in certain countries, we have distributors who supply to other retailers. So they import the products and they supply to offline retailers, whereas in other countries, they only do online. So it's both, to be honest. It's, I think, 50-50.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how long did it take you to get your first sale? And you know, what was that like?
Oh, that was, I still remember that day. It was really, really interesting. We had just gone live on our website with our products and everything. And, you know, we were constantly looking to get that email notification. Mm-hmm. And it was the first day and nothing, and second day and nothing really. And then one night, in the middle of the night, we got an order from lady in Canada. Mm-hmm. So that was our first sale. And I think I can't describe the joy. Oh my god, like people actually do go online and look for new brands and new company, because at this point we were like just a week or couple of weeks old, and there was no PR, there were no magazine features or any kind of SEOs that we'd done that time, and it was just discovered. So it was like unbelievable. It was amazing.
Nice. It must be difficult to change people's minds though when it comes to products.
Not so much now. I think the future of the beauty industry is heading towards natural and sustainable brands. People are getting more and more aware than ever before, because of the diseases and the cancer-causing ingredients. Mm. There's a lot of awareness on the market. However, like I said, brands do play with the label. Brands do play with, what they can get away with. For example, to call a brand natural, they just need 3% natural ingredients. Mm. Did you know that? As a common consumer, I didn't know that until I actually started working in the natural skincare brand. And that's our main aim, to bring this kind of awareness, because a big brand would never tell you that kind of stuff, because then, they wouldn't make money off you. Do you know what I mean? And that's what our main aim is. With the growing consumer awareness and demand, the natural skincare category is one of the fastest growing in the skincare globally. But there is definitely a huge gap in the market still, and more brands are kind of starting to realize that. I don't know, like for example, L'Oreal has come up with a natural range. A lot of other brands, big brands, are coming up with a natural skincare range, and global demand for natural skincare product is expected to reach 13 billion by 2019. So that kind of gives us a massive hope, if that makes sense.
How do you compete with the big players then in the market then? Because obviously they got more money than you, more people than you. How do you compete?
So we definitely, we cannot compete with them when it comes to pricing. We place our products very differently from the big players, because they are more mass market products or luxury. A lot of their sales happen from celebrity endorsements, whereas we target customers who are more aware of natural lifestyle, who are looking and scouting for products that are good for themselves and their families. So we do a lot of sales through educational material online and offline. That's where, we differentiate our product range, and we never want to place our product next to something that's not similar to ours. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very different. Like, we're not competing with the major giants at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're saying you're going really fast in the first 2-3 years. Did that surprise you?
Yes, I think we were always very excited about our products. And to be honest, before we started, we thought, this thing is going to go viral. And, I'm sure people did laugh at that. And we're like, oh my God, in a month, it's going to just catch fire. But obviously, I have to tell this, that every business takes its time. And, we have learned it. If nothing goes viral, it takes a lot of hard work. But we've always believed in the concept and the product. It has taken time, but it's happening. It's happening faster than, other brands that we see in the market.
Yeah. But the kind of response, Neil, we got initially kind of encouraged us, that kind of gave us sort of a hope that for a new brand like us to sort of get that kind of response, the awards and the kind of mention and the media supporting us, that was incredibly overwhelming. We weren't expecting that at all. Up until that point, we didn't have any PR or any of that sort of things, because we knew our main goal, honestly, was to produce good product and sort of bring awareness. That's what we concentrated on. And honestly, if you're honest with the product, if the product's good, it might take some time, but it will be a longer sort of, it'll be there to stay in the market. Also, our team is really very actively involved in the community and participates in a lot of social responsible programs, if you like. And that's helped us a lot to sort of connect with the consumer, because that's the key. Any retail-based product, any consumer-based product, you need to know your consumers first. Mm-hmm. You can have the best marketing team, you can have the best product, but if you're not connected, if the consumers are not connected to you, you are kind of losing out on a lot of important information. Also, us three girls, people, girls especially relate to us on a lot of levels, thinking, oh, these three girls, they have different skin types. Our story kind of makes them want to sort of,
you know, know more about on a personal the brand. Level.
Yes, exactly. And we do frequently conduct a lot of educational seminars and exhibitions to sort of, again, bring importance to sustainable beauty. So that helps as well.
You mentioned vegan. You know, why is that important to you?
We are vegetarian to begin with. Yeah. We've always been vegetarian. It's by default makes you slightly more healthier because of the way now the meat's being processed and, you know, the entire thing about it. It's not just a fad for us. And that's why also the concept is coming and growing faster than ever before, especially in London. If you see that a lot of vegan cafes opening up and stuff, and we wanted to give our consumer a good option to go out there and to be able to pick a product off the shelf. And that's why we thought we wanted to keep our products slightly more vegan friendly.
And also because, you know, growing up on a farm, obviously we had our own cows and, you know, milk, the milk that we got was the extra after the calf was fed, you know, and that's the milk that came into our house. But it was only later that we realized that, okay, you know, although we don't eat meat and, you know, we are not killing animals, but the milk that we are drinking after moving into the city is not the same way that it originally came, even, you know, like decades back. You know, the calves, they are not getting their milk, and that is something that's coming into our house. So I wouldn't say that, you know, currently all three sisters are vegan, but definitely we do get, we're very conscious about the source of the milk, where it's coming from, but we understand it is not possible everywhere else in the world. There are a lot of people abroad that have gone vegan and they understand it much better, and they have completely shunned the use of animal products, including leather bags, belts, etc. You know, they don't eat cheese made of milk, cow milk. You know, there are different varieties available. So we see a growing trend in the vegan industry, and especially when it comes to skincare, and that was not difficult for us to do, and we kind of resonate and understand where that's coming from.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, let's talk about you ladies then. How does it work between you guys? You know, how do you like complement each other?
Because we're sisters, we find it much easier to sort of get over an argument, because it's inevitable. If you're working with your partners in any business, you tend to have like conflicts and stuff. But for us, the main goal, like I said, Mia, is to sort of make a natural skincare product available. That's our main goal, to sort of give the best quality product out there. And if we have our goal sort of intact, that's all that matters to us. Even today, we don't take anything sort of for granted, if you like. Our philosophy is to sort of, you know, bring awareness, create quality product, and work extremely hard to make Skin Yoga a household name all over the world. And it is happening slowly but surely.
Yeah, but, you know, I would like to add here that, you know, although our goal is one, and we are all three of us going towards that goal, we have our differences on the way, and it's very difficult sometimes to communicate with your sister, and then we have our internal fights and conflicts. You know, no, we can't avoid that. It happens. It's a part of this game. But, you know, the very next moment, the next phone call, you know, you you know, go past that fight, and, you know, talk about what's next. So, you know, we, you know, there are fights, of course, I'm not going to deny that, but we overcome that and then we get on to the work.
Our main goal is to, yes, exactly. Skin yoga is our main focus, always.
You don't have fights over the dinner table then?
We do. That's why we like meet up for dinner. Trust me, because you want to tell them more.
Yeah, so I think Radhika is somebody who can get over a fight in a second, whereas I take a bit of time. You know, I'm a little bit on the moody side, and I take, So you know, we have our own temperament to deal with, and yeah, it happens. It happens for sure.
Do you think anyone can be an entrepreneur then?
I personally think to be an entrepreneur, you need the passion and the persistence. And if you have that, you can be an entrepreneur. You cannot, if you're expecting a result or a miracle to happen the next day, it's not going to happen. And if you realize that, if you accept it, and if you're working for your passion, you can be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm.
The only advice I'd give people is don't put on being an entrepreneur on a pedestal. Don't glorify it, because it is just another job. It might look really cool, and you might want, you know, it sounds really cool, but it takes a lot of hard work, like she said, persistent and years of focus. You know, and sometimes I'm sure you know, there's only 1% of businesses that actually last. And you know, a lot of startups fail. So you know what, if you have the kind of focus and dedication, yes, go for it. But you know, there are other things that you could want to get involved in, and you know, make other people's business success as well, depending on what you want.
Excellent. And what's the most surprising thing about your entrepreneurial journey so far?
I think for me, Radhika, go ahead.
So for us, it was the kind of the reaction we got, the kind of response we got from our consumers directly. That was really overwhelming. That really surprised us. We got connected. We would get phone calls from literally from Dubai to the smallest village in India for us to see women use our brand we have never met, and to sort of call us and thank us, mothers calling us saying, you know, our daughters have been using dermatological products and nothing's worked on her acne, and you know, your natural skincare has worked miracles on her skin and her confidence, more importantly. That kind of was the biggest sort of award for us. Our mother would get really happy, and to see your parents proud of that as well, for me, that was personally really satisfying. Until date, I work hard to see that smile on her face when my mom's like, you know, I like that kind of response, because that's what we live for, right? Yeah. And to empower women, we love women. We do what we do today because we love women and we want to empower women. And we want, honestly, every woman to feel confident and strong in their own skin without any makeup. You know, Neil, like, you know, every single person, because of the whole Kardashian sort of fad, people want to get their surgeries done. They are so underconfident. We see these, especially because of the social media. Yes, it's a very sensitive topic. You see a lot of women posting all kinds of pictures, and then you sit there and see, oh, she's so good looking and stuff, but you don't know what's going on. There's a lot of depression going on, mental health issues and stuff like that. And that's purely because of superficial stuff like looks, surgeries and stuff like that. And we kind of want to sort of help women sort of understand themselves better and feel confident in their own skin.
Excellent stuff. Who is specifically targeting? Obviously women. Is it a specific age range or demographic?
No, so the good part is that our products can be used by anyone from a 6-month-old to an elder woman and man. So our products are targeted at different age groups in different countries. So in India, we have a very young population, so we're targeting the younger people in the age group of 18 to 28, whereas in the Middle East, it's more elder women. So we, when it comes to business and targeting customers, we have that age group defined. But the good thing is that it's not restricted to a certain age group.
What is the state of female entrepreneurship in around the world?
The state of female entrepreneurship, personally, I see a lot of women wanting to be an entrepreneur, and they are on that the journey of, you know, pursuing their dreams, but also the hard reality is we see very few women actually get supported compared to the male counterparts. They are more supported and believed in, but whereas, you know, women find it difficult to, you know, pursue their entrepreneurship journey. So that is a fact, but I think women are also relentless. You know, they are after their aim and they will achieve it either ways. Mm-hmm. So we see that trend happening, and we see a lot of strong women coming out and talking about their experience and motivating other women. Yeah. So that is something that is so encouraging, to see women helping other women. Mm-hmm. You know, at one point one could never believe that a woman can support other women, and you know, because we were supposed to be made that way, but no, it's not true anymore. You know, as a woman, as women founders, we love to support other women. Like personally, yeah, anybody who works with us, women who work with us, we don't want them to stay in our company longer. Mm-hmm. You know, they're here to learn the ropes, and very soon we want them to take off on their own journey and pursue the business that they want to do.
Funny you should also ask this, because the concept of simplifying the whole skincare process and to make it slightly simpler was inspired by working women. Mm. You know, when you're working and you're on the go, you don't have much time to sort of look after yourself. You know what I mean? And hundreds and thousands of strong, independent working women across the globe who have and are living balanced lifestyle and healthy lifestyle are actually our inspiration. They're incredibly inspiring to see them work on like every single day and still look after their families and stuff. We know it is a lot of hard work, and in the middle of that, it's not easy to sort of look after yourself and pamper yourself. And that's why we came up with this simple product where you don't have to spend hours and hours to sort of in the application process, and you know, you can simplify beauty and also feel great about yourself on a daily basis. So, and I would also like to add, like she mentioned, 98% of our workforce today are women, because we want to support women also.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember the moment when, you know, you told your friends and family that you're going to do this business? What was their reaction?
It was a bit of a mixed reaction, right, Jonathan? Because yeah, a lot of people were like, yes, great. You know, obviously, they were really, really supportive. However, a lot of people did understand the concept of 100% natural. Like I said, it was a...
So I think the reaction kind of I got when we started, and when, you know, we shared that this is what we're doing, you know, because of her passion and because we were so excited when we told them what we're doing, they were like, oh, that's amazing. Yeah. That's great. But I think in the back of their minds, they thought it was some sort of like small pop-up or exhibition that three girls were doing together. I don't think they ever expected this to go this big, to be honest. And now when it has, you know, they really, they're very proud of us, and they support us after understanding what we meant when we explained our business model in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Last few questions then. What's the best-selling product then?
So also that really depends from country to country.
Right, okay.
You know, because the weather is different in different countries. However, the Sandalwood Saffron face mask works really, really great in the Middle Eastern region, where the climate is a little dry, because it's hydrating. It helps you lighten the fine lines, and women love that kind of stuff there. Mm. You know, it's very moisturizing, and you know, your skin can feel really soft and hydrated, and you know, water and glass-like texture without the use of chemicals. Mm. So Sandalwood Saffron face mask works really well for people with dry skin, people in dry climate. Whereas in India, and for the Indian skin type, the almond and orange face scrub is amazing, because it takes care of the pigmentation, the sun damage, you know, the fine lines again, you know, which happens because of the sun damage. So the almond and orange face scrub works really well.
Was there like a specific moment that you thought that this was going to be a success?
Yes, as I mentioned earlier, you know, before we even started this, we were really sure of this becoming a success. There was no doubt about that. You know, the perception of other people didn't make any kind of difference in our beliefs. And we really, really kind of knew, I don't know how, but we just knew that this is going to be a really, really good business for us.
Mm-hmm. And what motivates you to do this? You know, is it money? Is it like the lifestyle or working with your sisters?
All three. I think all of it. Yes, all three, actually. I wouldn't deny that. Obviously, money is really important when you're working in a business. But also the goal that we are working towards when it comes to not, you know, promoting harmful chemicals and harmful products to other women out there. You know, that's because we can come out there and see that, yes, you know, it's Radhika Jagrati and Deepika that own this company. And we can show our faces to the public and see that, these are our products without being shameful about it. And, you know, because we know there's nothing wrong that's gone in the product. It's not going to cause anybody cancer or kill anybody. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we can own up to this fact and we can own this business. And this is like our baby, which we're so proud of.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ashley, what's your view of social media then? Obviously, people seem to get, you know, more anxiety the more they look at images on social media. What's your view on that?
Like I mentioned before, we are very, very, very well aware of the fact that everyone's like getting on this bandwagon of surgeries, getting their skin done, hair done and everything because of also the massive Kardashian culture that's come into picture. And but people don't want to address that. And it's also bringing in a lot of awareness to mental health issues, depression and all of that other stuff. We are working with a lot of organization with that to bring that kind of awareness, because once you are aware that you have that sort of an issue, that's the only time you can work on it. People are still shying away from that. Social media is a massive catalyst, if you like, to these kind of issues. You see a lot of people posting other stuff, bloggers raving about products. Mm. And you kind of buy into that kind of novelty, don't you? Sometimes you do. And our aim is to sort of, again, bring awareness. The more we talk about it, the more people sort of resonate. We are constantly invited to a lot of universities and platform to speak. And you'd be surprised how many young girls come up to us after the show and are like, oh, thank you for addressing the big elephant in the room. And, you know, I have faced that kind of issues in the past, the pressure, the social pressure to look a certain way, to be a size zero, to do this, to do that, to be socially accepted and stuff. We are working on that on a regular basis, and we want to sort of make that our mission to speak about these issues.
Yes, and one more thing that we're doing to kind of empower people is through our new podcast, and that's how we learned about your channel, Neil, is we are educating them about each and every ingredient. You know, how is it that they can incorporate that in their diet, in their skincare, in their lifestyle, understand ingredients better, you know, so we're educating them so that they can learn and, you know, make a decision for themselves.
Nice. Well, welcome to the podcast community.
Yeah, thank you.
I would have thought marketing strategies like Facebook and YouTube and Instagram, they'd be really good for you, I suppose.
Yes, they are. They are one of the main marketing channels.
Can you give me like examples of how you use those channels, perhaps?
Yes, sure. So we are very active on Instagram, mm-hmm. and we post the same thing on Facebook. So we do a lot of lives on Instagram channel. We repost the bloggers who have written about our products, not paid. And these are all real unpaid product reviews. Some are good, some are okay. So, you know, we post all of these. We bring real people in front of the camera who talk about their skin issues, how the product has helped them in their experience, how is it that they can use the products for better results. So we kind of make it very conversational, very original. It's not that they're wearing tons of makeup before speaking to the audience. We answer real-time questions regarding the skin type. What is it that they can do for falling hair or, you know, dandruff issues, you know, any kind of skin issues. If they need to see a dermat, because sometimes the issues have become so big, we advise them to go see a dermat, but educate them what is it that they should not do. In haste. So we kind of give real information through these marketing channels, including Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
And what's really engaging for the consumers and listeners and audience out there is when they get to see our real story, us three girls, our journey, they get really interested and engaged, and they instantly relate to that because it's real story. It's not a company putting up a model or a face to the product, where people are getting really smart these days and they understand these kind of stuff. That's how, that's really helped us. Skin Yoga Sister is a brand in itself, and that's really helped us to sort of reach out to our consumers and the audience.
Okay. Last two questions. Do you have any hobbies and interests? Obviously, you're working most of the time. How do you relax?
Okay, so personally, I work out. I go to the gym. I watch movies. You know, hang out with friends, play games. So all of these things that is very different from my work. So this is what I do.
Our family has always been very sports oriented. We've always, Jagata Pika, our sister, she's a national basketball player. I've played tennis all my life. Yes, we've always, our parents are not typical Indian parents. In our household, playing sport was a compulsory thing. My parents were like, it's okay if you don't score that well in school, but sport has to be sort of, we were made to incorporate sport in our daily lives from day dot. And that's really helped us. It's really, really, it helps you stay healthy mentally. It gives you that sportsman spirit. It's really important to sort of indulge in some kind of sport activity on a daily basis. So I'd say all three of us, in fact, and entire family is really inclined towards that.
Who are your favorite sports people?
Oh God! I think Roger Federer. I think he's our favorite. No, the
geography. Yeah, all of us. Oh my God!
And football, like, because I grew up in London, football was a massive thing. So I would only watch it to see good-looking sports footballers. Cristiano Ronaldo is a pretty boy, so we would learn a little more about sports because of him. But
he'd be good to promote your brand, right?
Absolutely, yeah, I would like, yeah, maybe one day.
Okay, last question then for people who want more information on Skin Yoga. What must they do?
So they can reach us on our website, www.skinyoga.in, or they can write us on Instagram, our Facebook or Twitter. Our handle is Skin Yoga. They can find us very easily, and we are very, very responsive. We'll reply to them within a day.
Ladies, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you so Neil. Much for having
thank
us.
For having yeah, good
us.
Luck with everything. Thanks for the sisters for coming on the show today. Thank you for supporting the podcast, and I should be back next week. If you want to come on the show, send me an email, hello@neilpatel.co, tweet @IndianStartupSH, or go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow. We'd love to connect. Thank you and goodbye.